Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing well. You sound like you're a little under the weather or something. Are you okay?
No. Oh yeah, no, I'm busy, busy.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I was actually calling for Dominic, who has been inquiring about pieces sold and returned whatever's not sold the last 2 days, and I got him to say please first before making this call. But I knew you were in the office, so I didn't want to pull goods, and I didn't know, and so I
I
figured I'd call
everything
you or Leslie.
call Lance.
Lance, okay.
Everything should be coming back. It may be going in the mail today. If it's not going in the mail today, then it's going tomorrow.
Okay, that's the only info I think I needed then.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Lance, because he took it with him yesterday, I think, back to the store.
Okay.
I know he asked me if I could go to the post office today, so I'm assuming he got it all boxed up yesterday.
Okay, perfect. I will let Mr. Dominic know.
Okay.
The other thing is, on a personal note, and then I'll leave you alone. I wanted to share with you, Nevaeh. Yesterday, I just found out. Yesterday, came home so excited from cheer and stuff, but I strongly realized afterwards that she got a $105 scholarship today from St. Bonaventure. It's a school here in the area that she had applied to. Or 100, yeah, 105, I believe, which is the max I think that you can get at any level. So I wanted to share good news, and I wanted to say thank you for being a part of my village all these years.
Wait, do you mean 105,000 or a
Yeah,
hundred
scholarship. Yeah, like a
or
full grant.
$5?
Huh?
You said $105.
Oh, I did? Oh, I'm so
Yeah.
sorry. It wouldn't have sounded as great, and my village would have sucked really badly if that was the case, I suppose. I'm sorry.
I was like, wait a minute, I don't think that I'm following. I'm like, wait, I gotta verify because I think this is what it is.
This is a good
But
thing, yes. This
I was like, I
isn't
gotta
105. I mean, $105. I think she made that in tips last weekend at her job at the pizza stop. So yeah, no, not that. But I do believe. No, it's just one of those. It's the St. Bonaventure is one of the schools that she had that had her program wanted to go to. It's still not the number one school I think that she wants to be at, but I will say that I'm excited for her in this, and
Yes.
just that's so exciting. And you've been a steady Eddie all these years, and I just got the news, so I figured. Since I had to call you for Dominic, I would just let you know, because I think I'm in awestruck because I just got the news. So you're like the first person I think I shared that with. Thank you. I thank you.
Tell her congratulations that we are super proud of her.
I will. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yes, it's
It
very.
does alleviate a lot of stress, and it's scary as all get out because these are good schools that she's applying to. I just don't know how I got so lucky, so damn lucky.
I mean, that's awesome because she's, I mean, like, that should cover her school.
Well, essentially, yes. I mean, she's lucky she's got a mom that is in sales. And a lot of aunties that are owners of sales and businesses, because a lot of these scholarships are like 4-year scholarships, so it gets a little hairy and confusing, from my understanding, because I spoke with her, her counselor earlier because she's the one that informed me on it all, you know. And because she's already got her first 2 years completely, like, you know, taken care of at this point, through Brockport credits, because she's got an associate's degree when she graduates college, except for, I think, like, one class that she'll need. Out of the core requirement classes, you know?
Yeah, at a high school.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
I've been paying all those extra credits for the AP courses that duly over in New York State to be it's a college-level course that she's been taking since she was a sophomore. She's got her first 2 years of college already paid for is essentially how that deal goes down. So, she will have an associate's degree essentially, except for like two courses, I think, that are like courses you can't take in high school.
Right.
You can only take them in college. But she has like she's already got her electives taken care of. She's got with band and stuff. She's already got her college level Spanish, college level chem, trigonometry, math. All of those classes I stayed away from as far as I could get with the numbers. All of that's been handled at this point.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
The only problem is some schools will still only split it up every year, $25,000 a year.
Well, yeah, I get it because...
You know what I mean? Like, that's what they split it up. So, but a lot of colleges will... being that Matt's sister is, that's kind of what she does, is she does all the offers but she does it for graduate students, not undergrad. So she's been kind of helping us with, like, the application process and what scholarships she could possibly do better at versus, you know, or get or receive faster, you know, just kind of helping us out with the financial aid aspect of everything on top of all of the little meetings I've been going to at the school so I can understand it. Because I'm not good at math, and I know that. And I don't want to mess it up in my mind and then this kid have so many hundreds of thousands of dollars that we could have maybe avoided having, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to do all dot I's cross T's kind of thing. And she had said a lot of schools will, if that's the case, and she's such a go-getter, most of the time, a lot of them will do like a three-way split instead of the four-way split. So it does cover, and then she can go off to like her grad school faster.
Yeah, it's like all of it's a good thing. And I mean,
yeah, I'm hating on you a lot right now, though, like with your all of it's a good thing, like, and fuck the airport situation and such. And
what?
I don't really hate you. I mean, we had our sermon in the parking lot of the airport and at my lowest point, and then I didn't think I'd ever, like, essentially come out of it. Not that I didn't think I'd come out of it. I guess I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel at that point, but you did. And that's what you do for me in my village. I'm so stupid right now. I'm just emotional because I just found out. I'm dumb. I don't know. I'm just super proud. I'm super lucky.
I'm proud for you. I'm proud of her, too. Like, that's... Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean...
So, I'm sorry. I sound a hot mess right now, but at least it's you and not anybody else. That would be terrible right now, but it's so cool. And thank you. I can't say thank you enough.
Well, she has worked.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's done it.
I just ripped that Amazon package bag apart. And I was like, no way! and ripped through, like, I have three Amazon packages here. And I knew what was in them, but I don't really need them right now because they're Christmas gifts for my parents. And I was, like, ripping those bad boys apart, like, just wanting to be more excited and filled with more dopamine at that point. Now I'm bawling, and I don't know if it's dopamine. Obviously dopamine-induced, but... I don't know if it's going to affect my dopamine levels right now, and I want them to stay high and happy. I don't think there's a way that they can be. So,
So how has things been? Have they gotten better over
with
you?
With my body and stuff? Well, nothing's really like changed too much on that level. Like. From that perspective, for my legs and stuff, it's actually worse and in some cases, but the machine
not help.
Oh no, you don't get the machine right away, Cal. Oh no, no, no.
Oh, they haven't.
That's not a thing. No, they haven't gotten it to me yet. No. Yeah, it sucks a little bit, actually, but, what do you call it? You have to get referred to it, and I know you are, like, you're, as soon as, I know you're, like, such a person who wants to, like, look everything up and such, so, I'm gonna tell you what they think it is, and even the woman who came to sell the machine to me, essentially. I will say, she even said, this is a dead case of CVI/lymphedema. And she explained everything just so much better than, like, at any level a doctor. The doctors use big words. And, you know, like, oh, my God, he's now sending... I remember she wanted to wear items to a party. Here are the items. Hold on. All is being returned either today or tomorrow. Lance, her husband, the other owner, has taken them back to the store and will box them up and get them right out. There you go. Dominic. But she said, at her company, I guess they help with the overall, what's the word I'm looking for? Approval process. So she comes to like sell me this machine, and that's essentially kind of why she was here. But I had to get referred by the Venus doctor. But she's the one going into all, like, she's the New York State rep. So she's been in our area basically, like, you know, essentially this is her territory. She's been doing it a year. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. And I will tell you, out of everybody I've seen with CVI and lymphedema, your age bracket and weight and height and stuff, she's about my height and weight. She goes, it's definitely that. And she said, and no water pill or Lasix pill or drug was going to help you at this point because it is stemming. She said it's stemming from, it could be stemming from stuff back in my 20s, cancer related. If you did, if you had cancer, you know, if you had major surgeries to your, you know, your stomach area or near lymph node areas. A check there for me, and an extra check for the gallbladder that ruptured that we had to do the same surgery, same outcome, you know. Then she said it could be hereditary, it could be this, there's just so many different could be's of why you get it, but she says it's a protein. A protein almost consistency of honey than it would be water. So the water retention that for the water pill, yeah, it is helping to take the water off that top layer, but nearer to that, your lymph nodes give off this protein-rich liquid, I guess, and that is what's filling my legs up and why certain parts get a little more full than others or bubbly or whatever, you know, whatever term
right.
you want to use. But CVI, and I have some of the other attributes, like my toenails are kind of on my pinky because you wear these compression socks all day. And if you don't open up that toe hole, I guess that's why it almost looks like I have somewhat of like a fungus, but I don't. You know, it's not fungus related. It's just it's lifting of your nail because your nail beds are like stuck in that sock
right.
for so long, or the stockings, right?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not breathing air, so to speak. Like a sore needs to have it. Too, you know. The other thing she said was as well, your skin becomes super leathery and very itchy. Yeah, I've got all of those things, but again, that's due to the compression stockings and such. And this magic machine, which she wanted me to wear the socks that only come up over the knee so that she can show me the difference between my compression area leg and the non-compression area leg with
mm-hmm.
just the leg, not even the shorts that I would get approved for, too, that connect to the two legs. She got 1.6, is it centimeters, cms, off the top of my leg for that protein rich, like that massaged it around so much so I had to pee like a racehorse after that 45 minutes though. Oh my God, I've never peed so long in all my life. And then on the bottom portion of it, it was 1.2.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me and she goes, you had 37 minutes on one leg. How does it feel? And I'm like, it feels amazing. Like, can I borrow that for the weekend? Why did we only do one leg? This is BS. I was
yeah.
very upset about it.
Yeah. Now, you know, you can go, like, at your mall.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the mall, they've got those chairs that you stick your legs in.
Oh, I've sat in one of those. They are glorious.
Yeah, like it has the compression, like, on your legs and your hips.
Yep. I was in Amsterdam when I did that the first time.
A lot of times they have those, like, at malls and everything. And go over there once a day and get it done, like, until your machine comes.
Yeah.
And get that done to help squeeze some of that water off. I bet you it'll give you some relief.
Oh, yeah. Well, the compression, it takes 4 weeks for the overall full, quote-unquote, process, she said, to happen. So, I mean, I could wait the 4 weeks, but I would own this machine now, and...
But for because it's going to be, you know, like...
Yeah.
I mean...
And it still has to get me the dollar amount. Like, I can't say it's for, like, absolutely for certain, even though, to everybody's point, I get it. I haven't taken care of myself for years and years and years. And what's, you know, upwards of $3,600 to $5,000, she said, depending on how much of my high deductible plan is covering it. So, yeah, it sucks.
I mean,
but it affects so much of your person. That's the part that I think I'm more mind-boggled from, because what I mean by that is, like, getting sick faster. You can't get your white blood cells down and around in that area because of this fluid. She said, like the pamphlet she gave so many great details. I didn't put two and two together, but yeah, it is going to affect your mental health a lot when you can't
yeah.
do normal things like when tap dancing class or keep up with my coworkers in a walk across the street in Vegas or anywhere, or just you lose your all of your energy and you don't become the same person. And you know, obviously it just overwhelms. And then this, it's so funny because this actual, I don't know if it's a syndrome, disease. It's not a disease, but whatever. Whatever I've got going on, CVI, now that they've attached to it, there's, like, more suicide rates and people that self-medicate during that time frame. I know that when I was disc golfing towards the end there before I stopped because I couldn't essentially move my body anymore to do it as, you know, as much, because I'm older, right? I can't do four rounds in a weekend anymore of 18 holes each. That's 72 holes. That's a lot of freaking throwing if you're throwing double the amount of times that Matt's throwing or the other guys are throwing. Takes me five times to get it to the hole versus their two to three times. Yeah, I'm going to be more tired. I loved it, I think, so much in the beginning that it was like one of those things that it didn't bother me as much, but it started to bother me and build up and build up and build up, and now it's this magic machine, and I didn't realize that, you know, it does affect my brain and how I feel about myself and being able to be me, like, and do things that are me, and then you make weird decisions that are not bad, but I don't even know how to explain it. I've been thinking about it since last Thursday when she came, and I was like, yeah, if I'd been in a better mood, I would have reacted completely different there. Yeah, that's exactly why that happened too. No wonder I fall asleep so much faster. I remember the days I didn't sleep at all night long. You know, like, it's all these weird things that I guess you forget that this is who you are, because you have to be this way, and there's no getting around it, because that's what your body is telling you should do. But then you get sick quicker. Yeah, I've been getting sick quicker. Had COVID yep. three times. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy, Cal.
Well, all that stuff—that's it. Is all that stuff compounds, and
I didn't realize. Do you know about this? This
yeah.
overall disease? Okay.
Well, no,
do you
know people that
have it?
This is just. Oh yeah, there's a lot of people that have this. But what I'm saying is, like, just in general, like. I'm going to have to get off here at some point.
Go ahead. Do you want me to give you a holler back?
No, let me just finish so we can finish this conversation.
I didn't mean to take up. I know you're busy, though. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm working on a project that's probably going to take me all night long to do. which sucks.
Well,
it's probably
going to
be 48 hours of working on this, and it'll...
Is it a ring?
No, it's for the website. It's for, I'm uploading product, and it would be a whole heck of a lot easier if they would just send me all of the freaking information in a spreadsheet. But
oh, gotcha. Sorry.
I'm going to call John DuPont and ask him if they've got this. But anyway,
you know people. So, that's where you were at. A lot of people have it.
I have that. But listen, I mean, this is with any illness, any sickness, any depression, any of that stuff. Like, when you feel bad, when your body feels bad, everything else is affected. Like, your health affects everything. So you can't continue to put it off. Because when you hurt, your depression goes up. Your anxiety goes up.
Yeah.
You have to stop and think about it from a scientific standpoint. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If if you hurt, what happens? Your body starts dumping adrenaline. You know, like there are physical things that happen, that really happen hormonally to your body to help your body make the situation better, right? But, so like, okay, fight or flight, right? Like if you...
Yeah.
You know, like you have an adrenaline dump, right? So like your body kicks a whole bunch of adrenaline. So
right.
That you can...
Like earlier.
Yeah.
But
so
I was
like
crying. Happy
right. Well, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, like there's a, it has a physical response. But then
yeah.
Right after that, you're going to have, after that dump, you naturally have depression. It's pretty much the way it always is.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. So why? I mean, like there are natural reasons for this. If your body is constantly in a state of adrenaline, or not just adrenaline dumps, but hormone dumps, that affects your mental health. And
yeah.
Your mental health affects your physical health. And it's a vicious cycle that you have to get, you know, you have to get right with it. And so, like, if your body is constantly in pain, it is trying to do things to keep that pain from occurring. It's trying to stop that pain. And until you fix the problem, it's going to continue to put you in a bad way. So I'm glad, like, you're going to have to spend the money on the machine, period. Like, get over that, huh?
I know.
I mean, like, you gotta just, like,
I want to be me again. I'm pissed about having to spend the money, though.
I know, but you'll piss that much money away on stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you'll $5 and $10 that $5,000 to death.
Mm-hmm.
On stupid shit and not think a thing about it.
Yep.
Because
you're right.
You know, but you need this. Like, this isn't a worthless purchase, you know.
No, I know. I'm not.
you know, I mean, I know
yeah.
How that is, though. Like, I mean, it's not like you're going out to buy a Louis Vuitton purse.
No. I'm not that person. I'm not a jerk, you know.
Well, no, I mean, I'm saying, like, don't think of it as being a frivolous purchase.
Oh, gotcha.
Not, yeah. It's like, this is not money wasted. And
no, I
you
know.
you need this. Like, you would, if this was for your kid, would you hesitate?
Oh, Kelly, come on now.
That's true.
You got to get back to work. So do I. I love you.
but that really is the truth, is that, like, you have to stop and think about it in that kind of context, that if it was your family that needed this, you would not hesitate one iota to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hesitate to buy it for yourself, because it's not a frivolous purchase. And, you know, you got to think of it that way. But I'm happy for you all the way around. Plus, your kid just saved you $100,000 so.
Oh, I wish I didn't lead in with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be quiet and blow my nose because it's been running ever since we, well, for obvious reasons. But I'll let you go.
I love you.
I love you. I love you more. I hate you right now, but I love you more normally.
You don't. You love me.
You want a kiss. Go get your 48-hour project done. It, and if you need help staying up and need someone to talk to, don't. I mean, I would try and be available for you, but I go to sleep early and wake up early.
Yeah.
Clearly. And I'm so sorry about that other thing too, because I am fairly certain we talked about this and you said it wasn't a problem, and I feel terrible.
Well,
it was.
No, it's all good. I mean, I used to get up like super early,
mm-hmm.
and then So it never was. And then all of a sudden, and I was like, oh, I really hope that that didn't come across super bitchy. I didn't want it to.
No, no, it was totally fine. I just sat there looking at my phone going, well, wait a second. We had this conversation. She said it was okay. But she's taking it back. I'll allow it. She's got a different role and responsibility now.
Now that I am, like, working from home, like, that's it. There are Sundays. But then again, too, like, 3 o'clock is nap time, and I'm like, I don't want anybody to even look at me at 3 o'clock from 3 to 6.
Oh, my God.
I am like, I want to be asleep.
You are hilarious. All right, go. Your 3 o'clock hours is coming quick.
I know. I'm sitting here, like, I'm hungry, and I kind of want something, but I don't know what. So,
Go get some mac and cheese, artichoke, French. Oh, I made the Persian style bolognese spaghetti last night, and it was so super juicy and awesome and crispy on the bottom. It was so good.
Oh, that sounds really good. That sounds really
good. I'll send you the TikTok. It's made with turmeric, paprika, and cinnamon to make it a little more savory. But then after it's done, you add a little oil to your pan. And you let it sit in there and burn around the bottom like you would rice, and flip it over and cut it up like a pie, and it is so great on the bottom, but the top is super crispy. It's so yummy. Girl, I got you for food at least. You got me on every other level.
Okay.
Brian, I gotta blow my nose. It's really good, like a grip.